Hey you, and welcome to yet another amazing episode of the What's Up Nairobi podcast, where as usual, the goal is to create a community, one conversation at a time. I am your host, Joe Ngotho. So I hope you've been well. I hope wherever it is you are, it might be a bit chilly, depending on what part of the world, what part of the country you're listening in from. But I hope that this episode gets to warm you up at least, or get you excited, or I don't know, becomes something a very interesting part of your day, I guess. Yeah, depending on what time of the day again you're listening into. I'm really looking forward to this one. It is the very first episode after the mini episode that I just did, where we will be trying to move one step closer towards this newly acquired dream of creating a community. Yeah. And as we are doing that, I think I've also thought of something else, something new, something exciting, something just to add a little bit more of flavor to the podcast. And I will say that music is a very big part. It's a very big part of how I cope, you know, how I cope with life, how I find motivation, how I get through those tough days, how I get through quiet days where I just really just need to focus on work, or those silent days when maybe I have things in mind, or that day, those days that I really just need maybe a booster, just something to kickstart my day. Music has always come through for me. And so we will be introducing a new section on this section or segment, a new segment or a mini segment on the podcast, where I get to share with you the song that has pushed me through the week. And for this particular week, the song that has pushed me through the week is called Expectations by Shift to Abundance, or Shift of Abundance, something like that. I really never got to understand whether they are a band or whether it's just somebody who is creating or people who are creating songs under this name on Spotify. So at the very at the moment, the only place you can get it is on Spotify. So I'll try and leave a link, or I will leave a link to that particular song description of this episode, depending on wherever it is that you're listening on. I hope whatever platform that it is you're using to listen to today's episode allows you to see the description of this podcast, and that link I hope will work wherever it is that you're listening in. Anyway, away from that, so make sure you really do catch that song. It's really something that keeps me going. It talks about expectations, as you can tell from the title of the song. It's a very rich and powerful song. So if you're struggling with a few things here and there, if you're looking for a song that will motivate you for the rest of the week, or the beginning of next week, or whatever week, I don't know, at whatever point you're listening to this podcast, if you're looking for something just to get you through the day, or you're trying to discover new music that is inspirational, that adds a little bit of what, value, or something just shakes you up, something different maybe that you like to maybe discover, do make sure you listen to that one. So I'm really looking forward to today's episode. Let's not wait so much time. Let's just get right into it. So welcome to the What's Up Nairobi podcast. This is episode 8. So there is this little hidden gem here. I think the word hidden gem has been misused of late, if I can say misused, just because you show me some place, or you take me to some place that I've not known to have existed before, and we have maybe a drink or a meal here and there, doesn't mean it's a hidden gem. It's not a hidden gem just because I didn't know it existed. I think for me, if you ask me, a hidden gem for me will be, first of all, yes, it has to be somewhere that I didn't know of, and more so if it can't be somewhere where I've heard of and I've always wanted to go, and for some reason I've not gone. It must be somewhere, first of all, I've never heard of. So, and if I've never heard of it, it means I've never been there in the first place. Secondly, it needs to wow me. Oh. It needs to either present a wow factor in terms of like maybe the aesthetics of the place, you know. Again, it needs to wow me, maybe by value, maybe the service or anything else. Like, it needs to stand out. It needs to leave me like, wow, how did I not know of this place? And that for me is a hidden gem. So this particular place that I'm talking about for me stood out as a hidden gem because of the value it presented, yeah. And it's my favorite go-to place to have lunch on a budget, because with as little as 100 shillings you have your chapati madondo, yeah. For those who come from Nairobi, Kenya, or Kenya in general, would understand what that is. Basically, it's a chapati and beans, yeah. And for me, what stands out at this particular place is the fact that, first of all, it's in one of those areas that most people will not consider fancy. It still remains hidden. So if you want to know about my hidden gem, you need to talk to me for me to tell you where it is. Yeah, it's one of those places that most people will not consider to be posh. It's not one of those places that a few months back or years back, before the economy became as it is right now, I found out about this place out of necessity, yeah. Because when you're on a budget and your stomach is crying out for something to eat, something that can hold you for the rest of your day, there is a need to balance off between the price and the value of whatever it is you're getting. And this place fits in perfectly, but I'm not here to advertise this hidden gem after, because if I do that, it will not be a hidden gem after all. So one of these days when we are seated there with a colleague of mine, and we are discussing about how great it is to open such a place and for it to be as active as it is, because sometimes you'll get in and you'll have to stand for a minute before you get a seat for you to sit down, yeah. And the place itself, for what it presents and what it offers, the affordability and all that, it's a very well, first of all, kept place. It's decent, if I can say that. It's very decent, you know. I don't want to say it's posh, but it's very decent for what it offers. You'd expect for that price, wherever it is you're going, first of all, would be a bit chaotic. It would be messy. It would not be that clean, but this place is clean. It's well organized. It's well ventilated. It's well presented. There are decorations here and there. So it's a very nice definition of what a hidden gem is. And as we are discussing how great it is to have such a nice place and have people buy into the idea and have customers literally waiting for their turn to take a meal, it's as we are discussing of how much of that, how much of an achievement that is, I think I remember mentioning to this friend of mine that of late for me, if you ask me, one of the riskiest businesses to start right now, more so where I stay, that is Nairobi, is either a club business or a restaurant, because I feel that there is a lot of hype when it comes to restaurants, new restaurants around, and more so less of restaurants, but more so of clubs. There is a lot of hype when a new club opens up. Everyone during that weekend launch is headed towards that place for the next 1 month or so, or a few months if you're lucky. You'll have a lot of people trying out this new place and all that, yeah. But that doesn't last, and I think the discussion goes on and on and on. And I go back to now, before we are having this conversation, to another spot that I was lucky enough again to be introduced by another colleague of mine. It's a bit of a distance from Nairobi town. I think it's the size of Ruaka. And the first impression that we got by the time we were walking inside the place, even right from the outside, you could feel how well kept the place was, how simplistic yeah it was, and how well decorated the place was. It felt cozy in a way. It felt the kind of place where you'd make it a habit to visit. It felt like a place where from the outside, if you don't really get close to look inside, you wouldn't imagine such a nice, cozy place exists. And I remember me analyzing and looking around at the clientele, it looked like more of a place where an older generation visited. And by older, I think I mean maybe people above the age of 30s, because looking around, most of the people seemed to be over the age of 30. And basically, I think I remember us discussing with the friends that we are with and as, discussing about how comfortable these people seemed to have. Most of them had their shoes on because there was the green kind of grass-like carpet on the floors, so, and the floors were pretty clean, so most of them had their shoes on. They were looking like it was a Saturday again, and most of them were looking like they were first of all, I don't know, from my judgment, looks like this was not the first time these people were actually visiting this place. They looked a bit comfortable, like people who were here to stay for quite some time. And I was looking at this, and I remember part of the comments I made with to my friends, or maybe part of the discussions we were having, is it looked like a very good place to make a habit out of, like visiting every now and then whenever you want to, a place to hang out, chill, whether you're into having a beer here and there, or maybe you're just there to have a meal, have a cup of tea or coffee or whatever. It looks like the kind of place where as friends you would frequent. Yeah, it become your go-to place. And I think this is where my discussion for this particular episode starts, in regards to, I think we are creating, there's a lot of business right now in regards to new restaurants coming up, new clubs coming out. You know, we are creating, I think there is that need for people to socialize, you know, and in a lot of, I think, at sometimes back, I used to make a little bit of fun, back then when I never used to drink. Then all of a sudden, not all of a sudden, when I gradually introduced myself or got introduced into alcohol and started going out and frequenting a club here and there every now and then, I think I was surprised by the number of people who were outside up to the wee hours of the night. And I was like, I thought when I would lay in bed, you know, at 12, maybe at noon, at midnight or later in the night, I would think that most of the country or most of the people were asleep. I would wait until I started going out later into the night and discovered how much people are out there partying and enjoying themselves. And I think of late, I think there has been the need for people to socialize. There has been the need for people to step out and interact with people one-on-one. Yeah, and I think slowly we are realizing that as a society, we are realizing that social media is no longer social enough. You know, when you want to interact, normally I think previously at the very beginning, social media was, I think, a place where you meet people, a place where you'd chat, you'd spend a lot of time meeting new people, chatting with new people, chatting with people from all over the world and all that. Yeah, but right now I think it has really turned away from that. Rarely will you step onto social media to talk to somebody. If anything, you're stepping onto social media to avoid talking to someone. Yeah, and I think there has been the silent need of people to step out, and that has fueled that need for social places. But now I think personally, from my own analysis, I've realized that we are doing a lot of investments in terms of social places, but I don't think and I don't feel that people are really necessarily going to these places to really socialize, you know. And I think we can all agree when it comes to the competition that is on social media. You know, people are competing to show off in terms of who is more happier than the other, who is more successful than the other. And we have translated that now. I think we are taking now that offline. You know, we are running away from social media because somehow we are realizing that it's sad. Somehow we are realizing that it's fake. Somehow we are realizing that it no longer works for us. But once we step offline, we are continuing with the same habits we had online. And that's why sometimes when we meet at the club, there's always that pressure of whose table is more full than the other, you know, who is having the most expensive drink in the club, you know, who seems to be having the most fun. And I think most of the time when we step into these places of entertainment and socializing, most of the time when the drink comes onto the table, you know, most of the time the first thing most of us do is take out our phones, you know, because we want to document that moment for those who are not there, rather than actually experiencing the moment ourselves. You know, we want to show others that we are having fun. We want to show others that we actually do have a social life, and how much of us are actually really present in that moment. And I was really thinking about the pressure that sometimes we don't really think about when it comes to the offline kind of socializing nowadays, you know. And I think part of it is also, I think we've shifted as well away from the simplistic kind of socializing, you know. Whenever I think of course I want to hang out with friends, you know, of course I want to step out and have fun, I want to interact with people. But sometimes those places of interaction, sometimes there are people who are like, whenever you tell people let's go out, most of the time they'll ask you, where is it fun, is it a nice place, how does it look, how is it? And most of the time we are limited. Sometimes we don't want to go out, you know. Yes, we really do want to go out, but sometimes when friends reach out to us, we are like, it's most probably going to be costly, we most probably can't afford the fun. And sometimes this fun that we're going to have, this socializing, this coming together that we really do need, becomes associated so much with cost that sometimes it doesn't make sense for you to step out. And I was really analyzing these places of entertainment, yeah, and going back to where I began about these new places that are opening up, these new clubs, new restaurants and all that. I think they are closing down as fast as they are opening up, for if you ask me, because first of all, there is no sense of loyalty, you know, and these are not places for me. These are not places where people come to really experience the togetherness, you know. It's you don't get out of your house to go and meet your friend at that club for you to have an experience with your friends. Some of us want to go and experience this new place, you know. Some of us want to be like, hey, we had this place is fun, we had this place is lit and all that. It's never really about the experiences we create for ourselves, but the experience that place creates for us, if I'm making sense, you know. And more often than not, it's more of this new place. I want to brag to my friends. I want to tick a box somewhere and say, hey, I've gone to this place. Sometimes it's more of how many restaurants or clubs have I been to, you know, and less of what experiences am I getting out of this place, you know. Whenever we sit down with friends and talk about the places that we've been, what are the highlights of these places, what do we remember, what conversations did we have, how much fun was it, what activities did we as friends engage in that help us grow even in our friendship, you know. I think sometimes back, if I'm not imagining it, or a while back, yeah, and borrowing from these series of friends, yeah, and also I think a little bit of How I Met Your Mother, I think the two of them, if I'm not confusing one for the other, you'd always see this clique of friends who'd always meet at this one place, you know, because this place had meaning for them, you know. This place, and it was a part of their friendship, and I think that is what we lack, yeah. In terms of, like, for example, as a crew, if you have a crew of friends, yeah, do you have like a favorite spot that you always meet, or are you the kind of crew that is out there chasing the next new thing? And most of the time, I think the more we move around, if you ask me, the more we move around, the less bonds I feel we create. Because I feel like there's that special thing about, hey, see, we meet today, and then the friend is like, where? And then they're like, that's usual place. There's a bond you create, not just amongst yourselves, you know, even amongst the people around there. And I remember sometimes back with some friends of mine, who we are still friends until now. There is this tradition we had back then where we'd go for karaoke every Wednesday. And I remember at that particular time, we would frequent this particular place every single Wednesday. And within a period of, I don't know, not a very long time, we had already created not only a tradition, not only a bond between ourselves, but I think a bond between ourselves and also other people who'd usually come for that thing, you know. And it became some sort of a tradition, it became some sort of family. And I remember we even became friends with the host of the show, and we would actually look forward to going to that place, because ideally we would feel like we are at home in a way. Yeah, because you frequented this place so for so long, you even know the waitresses or the waiters who are serving at that particular place. So even before you get the place, you'd actually even call and book a spot. You'd even order in advance. You know the host of the show. So if it is if you want to participate, you're much more comfortable that way. And I remember, we even now became a crew with people who would frequent that place. And we kind of became now a crew of people that every time we would visit that place, you felt at home. You felt as if you are somewhere where you actually belong. And I think fast forward to now, when the host maybe changed to a different location, we tried following her around, but I think we could only do so much. So eventually that tradition broke. And I think, come to think about it, the moment we moved places now, tried to chase her around to try and find her what's this new place that she's now at, most of the time you'd find either it's somewhere where it's an inaccessible. Also, the inconvenience of going to a new place every time meant that even the bond that we had created with maybe even other participants or other people who would come to this event with us was broken. So even the togetherness or the way we used to look forward to it, because we would see so and so and so and so and meet so and so and so, broke. And so that didn't work. And I think about now, whenever you hear a new club that has opened up in town, you always hear people saying, hey, this weekend we are going to this place. But fast forward to a couple of months, if they are lucky, that place is deserted because there's a new joint that opened somewhere else, and people have now moved from this place to the next place. And I think the problem for me has always been that, or from my own analysis, I've realized that these social places do not hold meaning to us, and that's why we move from one place to the other. And by that, I think we lose that connection, we lose that ability to get connected to the place, and again get connected to the people around the place, even if that means maybe the people who serve us at these particular places or the people we meet at this particular place. I imagine if I'm going to a place for over like 2 months or over 3 months or 4 months, depending on the frequency that I'm doing, maybe on a weekly basis or something, the chances of me meeting somebody else who is also doing the same kind of frequency is very high. And the chances of us bonding, if I see you today, I see you tomorrow, I see you the next day, chances of me, even maybe the first day I'll be like, hey, how are you? The next day I'll come, I'll see you again, I'll wave, then chances of us by the first month or the second month sitting together and having a conversation are much, much more high as compared to if I'm moving from one place to the next. And I think about the same way, I think we've lost loyalty in terms of in our friendships, in our unions, depending on whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's lovers. I think there's also a problem when it comes to how we socialize, you know, and the loyalty we have to the social spaces that we have around us. You know, I think the And it's an easy step towards finding or working on our loyalty when it comes to our friendships, our families and all that. If, again, we are loyal to the spaces that bring us together. If at all, we pay a lot of emphasis, you know, a lot of attention, a lot of seriousness to the these places or these spaces that are meant to bring us together, then I think by force, we are meant to, by force, we become familiar to one another. Because if I'm going to this place, the same place for maybe coffee every week, the chances of me getting to know the barista, the chances of me getting to know maybe the waitress or the waiter that serves me becomes more. Then again, if I'm doing that and somebody else is doing that, then I think at particular moment, the people that you sit around with whenever we are in these social spaces start to become familiar. And I think with time, we get familiar with one another. We start maybe having conversations. The familiarity turns into a hi, turns into a wave, maybe turns into a hey, can I sit here? Turns into a hey, can we have a conversation? Can I buy you a drink? Can I buy you coffee? And I think eventually that's how maybe we build a community. That's how we find our way back as a society, by really being loyal to these social spaces, if I can say that. And I think it's very important. I think we go back to those simple traditions that I think we've kind of ignored, and I think it's about time we start taking a lot of what's the word, we take a lot of pride, if I can say that, in the simple things. We look forward and really give a lot of value to those simple things that we have ignored, you know. And I think us coming together doesn't have to be an expensive affair. Us coming together doesn't have to be an event where we show off in terms of who is having the most amount of fun, you know. And I think the moment we do that, then even in terms of the value that we get out of the interactions we have with people becomes more. The genuineness of the happiness that we get out of these person to person or human interactions becomes even much more, you know. And if I am genuinely happy, trust me, I have no business trying to convince you that I'm happy. I actually don't care, you know. And if you are happy genuinely and I'm happy genuinely, whenever we come together, it becomes such a magical affair. So I think it's very important for us, first of all, I think for us to talk about building a community, for us to talk about coming together, I think we need to be a little bit patient with one another. And again, we need to be patient with our social spaces, the places we meet. We need to create habits, for one, I think. And habit for me comes from repetition. You can't say, the only way you can say this person has a habit of that is because they repetitively do this, you know. And I think we need to form a habit of I don't know, maybe coming together in spaces whereby we are genuinely expressive, you know. We are genuinely ready to commit to working towards maybe getting back to where we are supposed to be as a society, you know, the togetherness and all that, you know. I don't think at this point, I think I've honestly, if you haven't, I think I have already given up on the fact that social media will really bring us back together and really stitch back that societal togetherness, you know, that sense of community, I think, needs to be worked offline, you know. Yes, as much as yes, we can still use these platforms that we have to create awareness, to bring forward the importance of us getting back to this sense of community, sense of togetherness, you know. I think a lot of us are struggling with a lot of things because we don't talk to nobody, we don't share, we don't meet, we don't sit out with people, we don't sit out with friends, we just by ourselves trying to pretend we are doing okay, trying to pretend we are happy, trying to pretend that everything is fine when it's not, you know. And then we are only hurting and breaking and crashing from the inside, trying to smile, trying to take that perfect photo on social media to show that, oh, I am doing fine, everything is fine, you know. There's a lot of shame in admitting weakness. There's a lot of shame in saying, hey, I'm not okay. I think we need to change that. And by, I think the only way, or one of the ways we can do that, is by stepping outside. And when we step outside, let's be, let's be loyal with our social spaces, if we can say that, you know. Let's be consistent in what we do and where we go, and see whether that repetitive nature of meeting in the same environment creates a safe enough environment for us to feel like we can open up, a safe enough environment where we feel that we can be ourselves without being judged. Because I feel, rarely will you be comfortable, rarely will be yourself, will you be yourself if you keep visiting a different stranger's house every day. But imagine this one place that you go every weekend and have a conversation with this one person, or maybe even not have a conversation. You go there, sit down the first day. The next day you go to the same spot, you'll be as uncomfortable as you are in the first place. So I think if we use that scenario, you know, it's like expecting you to be comfortable, you to have a therapy session in a different stranger's house every single session. It won't work. So I think the same way, we are trying to be social, we are trying to be in these social spaces, but at the same time, we don't want to be consistent in the environments that we create, you know. We don't want to create a safe environment for us to flourish, I think, in terms of maybe friendships or relationships, or the way that we relate with one another and in our sense of community. I think if we create familiarity in the places that we sit down to maybe have a conversation, to interact with people, I think then that becomes the fabric that takes us forward towards getting back to becoming a society, a community, people who share common beliefs. I think if we share common areas or common places of interaction or common places of what fun or whatever it is you call it, I think then we walk towards having the same kind of beliefs, and I think we're able to relate better, we are able to share better, we are able to come together better, share our problems, share our excitements, share our successes. If we are in familiar places, I think we're even much more free to share, we are much more free to express ourselves, we are much free to show who we are. So I think that familiarity for me becomes a fabric towards becoming a better society, towards becoming a better community, and towards becoming better human beings. So that is it for today's episode. I hope that whatever discussion I've had today, whatever points that I've brought to your attention, above everything else, inspire you to have a conversation with somebody else. I hope they inspire you to step outside and talk to somebody. I hope they inspire you to create some consistency in the places that you are intentional about visiting, and visiting with somebody, or creating a bond with somebody by being actually consistent and intentional about your need for community. And I hope, if anything, wherever you are, wherever you find yourself, I think it's always a good time for conversation, if you ask me. It doesn't mean you really need to step out to some fancy restaurant or hotel or club or wherever for you to have a conversation with somebody. You know, you can always have a conversation right there, wherever it is you are. Even right now, you can, as soon as this podcast is over, you can as well just walk up to somebody and be like, hey, what do you think about this and this and this and this? And I think gradually that connection between you and this person, and between him and another person, eventually is what helps us become a community, become a better society, become a society that relates well with one another, becomes a society that shares, becomes a society that is consistent, and becomes a society that is social. So thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I'm really, really looking forward to future episodes. There is a little bit of maybe a surprise that is coming, maybe in the next episode or the next one or the one that comes after that, depending on how well I'm able to plan myself and how I'm able to gas myself up for this new challenge that comes, because as I said, I have decided to take this journey with this podcast, and I think the goal of somehow creating a community, somehow adding value to somebody's life, is something that I can achieve. It's not going to be easy. It's not easy trying to do something bigger than yourself. Yeah, it's not easier. It's not easy more so doing something that most people don't do, because I feel a lot of content that is being created more so right now, social media is not really social. It's not really advocacy based. It's more of, I think, I don't want to say gossip, it might be controversial, but I think doing something different, something that I feel deep down that creates value in somebody's life, it's not always easy. And I want it to be even much more different in the coming episodes. So do look forward to what these future episodes bring. There might be something that really changes the outlook of this podcast, and something that really helps me towards this newly acquired dream of creating a community. So look forward to future episodes. Look forward to whatever surprises I have coming your way. But for now, thank you for being here with me on this one and keeping company until the very end. I don't really take it for granted. Thank you for rocking with this podcast, wherever it is you're listening in from, whether it's on Spotify, whether it's on Apple Podcast, whatever podcasting platform you're listening in on from. I do appreciate it, and I would appreciate if you give this podcast a follow, share it with a friend, reach out to me, give me feedback. You can always leave a comment on my website, that is www.whatsappnairobi.co.ke. That is www.whatsappnairobi.co.ke. So until the next one, until on the next episode, do have yourself a lovely, lovely, lovely day.